Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's good to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which you can do at my website, jbsba.com, or just send an email. Go to the website, and if you want to, just send an email from there. Or if you just want to send an email and say, please subscribe me, just send it to askjim@jbsba.com. And that's also the email address to use if you have a question or a comment. And we'll get right back to you and get your question answered. And that's askjim@jbsba.com. Don't forget all the other things you can do at our website at jbsba.com. Judy Lawrence is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of The Budget Kit. She is a money management expert, and I think you're going to enjoy what she has to say, because we're going to talk about something called the cashless society. Judy, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm very delighted to be here.
It's good to have you back. And the book, The Budget Kit, is an outstanding book, folks. It's a workbook, actually. And she sold hundreds of thousands of these, by the way. And congratulations on that, Judy. I'm not the least bit expensive. I was looking at it. When I said that, I was looking at a page that says expense. Judy, your book is a workbook, because people can actually, you actually have perforated all the pages, haven't you?
It's a perfect workbook, and I do want to add, you know, I realize now that I was one of the pioneers in this country when this book was introduced back in 1980 as Common Sense. I was one of the first ones to literally show how you plan out a budget visually and have a worksheet for you for every month, and not only just all the bills, but all those incidentals. And, I mean, that concept alone, which is so basic now, it did not exist in any books back then.
And the thing that really impresses me, folks, 1980, she was only 6 years old, so that was pretty incredible, Judy,
yeah, right,
that you did that. This is, by the way, and the one I have is the third edition. I don't know if there's a fourth edition or not, but is there a fourth edition?
There's actually a fourth edition that has just hit the bookstores last month and this month, and that's where this cashless society topic is introduced.
So the new edition has the cashless society. Tell us about that. What is a cashless society?
I know it's a very interesting term, but we're all involved with the cashless society, meaning every financial transaction that we make that does not involve an exchange of some kind of cash or a written check essentially is a cashless society. We're hardly using money anymore.
You know, Judy, you're exactly right. I have noticed there have been days. Now, I don't spend most of the money in my organization. I have other people who get to do that, but they spend most of my money. I don't actually see much of my money, but the thing is that I've noticed that it's not uncommon for me to have $5 a $5 bill in my pocket on Monday, and still have that same $5 bill in my pocket on Friday. Now, I admit, I come to work early and I work late, so it's not like I'm going out and doing a lot of shopping and stuff like that, but I do, you know, I do go to lunch and I do other things. I get gas and things like that. I do pump my own gas, by the way, folks. You'd be happy to know that. But Judy, you know, I mean, seriously, I pull plastic out a lot.
That's right. And plastic is showing up in a lot of different ways. I mean, whether it's a charge card or whether it's going to be the debit card or whether it's going to be a prepayment card, meaning those cards that you can go to the coffee shop now and you mm-hmm. can put your $20 on the card, or you can have your make a phone call with these long-distance phone call with the card, or people in apartment complexes can do washers and dryers with a plastic card. And the biggest one, I just learned this a few weeks ago when I was in Las Vegas with some friends. Now you can gamble. It's cashless when you're gambling.
I'll be
it's
darned.
Unbelievable.
You know, Judy, I just had a birthday, and somebody gave me a card from one of my favorite stores And that was my, they, instead of giving me cash, because they know how, this person, particular person thinks I'm picky, but about the thing. But anyway, they gave me a card, a debit card, basically, and they went to that company, that store that they know that I like, and they put some money down and gave me a card.
And it's very convenient, and it does make sense, and what it's doing is it's certainly adding convenience to our lives. And it's also making it complicated in some cases if we don't have a really organized, coordinated system down for managing our money and watching where it's all going.
Judy, so hold on to that thought, because when we come back, folks, Judy says the cashless society is a blessing and it's also a curse. Or which one is it? Or is it both? Actually, I think it could be both. We're going to talk about that right after these messages and how it impacts, by the way, how all this impacts your small business, because it does. Tony Tail, stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Judy Lawrence. She is the budget coach, ladies and gentlemen. Her book is called The Budget Kit, and the fourth edition is out right now and includes the cashless society portion. That the new element of her fourth edition is on this cashless society. Judy, we were talking just about a few minutes ago about this cashless thing, and I think everybody's pretty much along with us now. I mean, they know what it means. And of course, cashless is not just about plastic. I mean, it's electronic. There's so much electronics that's going on right now. But let's talk about let's balance the equities here on this thing. Is it a blessing or a curse, or is it a little bit of both?
It depends on where people are right now with all the new technology. I mean, for those, it's a blessing for those who embrace it and utilize all these electronic systems, and they just appreciate the potential of where it's all going.
People who commute in rural and urban areas and have to go through toll booths, really, if they can get wired up where they can drive through these express lanes and not have to pay, they only pay once a month or something like that, that's a blessing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
They just put a little sticker or some kind of a barcode or something on their car, and it scans as it goes through.
And that's where it's going, and it can be very exciting. And on the other hand, for those who are not going with it, and they're resisting all of the new changes, and they're staying with the manual approach, there's going to be a point where there's just so much loose financial information that's being handled manually, and it's getting more and more confusing to coordinate all those pieces of information if you're not getting to a point where you're doing your banking online and your bill pay online and your payments online, all those kinds of things. And it can be a real nightmare if you're not willing to just stay with it and keep moving forward.
Well, here's another way that it's a blessing and a curse. Actually, maybe more of a curse, Judy. And that is that if you've got everybody out there has two kinds of customers, the customers who want the new stuff. And you mentioned people who are resisting. It's not just businesses who are resisting. Customers are resisting.
That's a good point.
And,
yes.
And so you got one foot in the boat and one foot on the dock, and the boat's leaving. And that's a real challenge, isn't it? For a lot. And that's where it's especially a challenge for small businesses. Because we almost have to have two parallel universes going.
They do. I mean, and you'll notice many times, like on websites, they'll give you ways to fax in your order or be able to phone in your order. So
right.
It's still important to have the traditional 1-800s and to have your faxes and to have a way to mail it in, but then to also be able to do it all electronically. And for small business, I mean, one of the best things around has been the PayPal. That
right.
Someone, you know, if a customer wants to pay with a credit card, but you want to put it into your business, into the checking account, I mean, all this stuff is now so easily possible. So there are extreme advantages to it, but we are still operating cashless, and we need to be very aware of that and how this ties into our budgets.
Right. Online banking is another biggie, isn't it? And we're actually starting to do, we've been doing some online banking around here for a while. I actually, believe it or not, I've been embracing technology for 30 years, Judy, but I only recently started doing a little bit of online banking myself.
And what was your resistance, Jim, to the online banking?
Well, I just hadn't taken the time to learn how to do it.
And that's part of it, too. I mean, for small business owners, well, especially small business owners who are taking on a lot of the responsibility themselves, it's one more new thing to have to deal with. You have to get up to speed with it. You have to get comfortable with it. And initially, that takes a lot of time.
But once you get organized, though, and once you understand how to do it, it really gives you a lot more flexibility, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the online banking, and then the other aspect of that will be the online bill payment. So, mm-hmm. you know, you've got all these conveniences available, but you do still have to stay on top of all of this because there can be glitches, mm-hmm. and that's the part where we can't ever just completely let it go.
Well, yeah, one time we started paying something online, and the next thing we knew, the company that we were doing business with online quit sending us. They didn't send us a mail statement,
uh-huh.
and we, you know, that was what triggered the bill paying, was the mail statement, the statement in the mail, and so we didn't get one of those, and all of a sudden we were late with our payment because we, you know, so there was that old, you know, one foot in the boat, one foot in the dock kind of thing, and it's the transition that's where it gets dicey, I think, sometimes.
Exactly. The transition is the part that I see a lot of us going through now as small businesses, as individuals,
mm-hmm.
finding a way to get it to work and getting the systems to work, because I've had situations, too, where I'm making my payments through my online bill pay, through my bank, and this is for my business, and suddenly I'm getting notices that, well, I'm paying late charges,
yeah.
and I never pay late fees, and suddenly I'm finding out, well, okay, what happened? I call the bank, and I call the company, and they both claim, you know, that they did their job, but so why is it taking 13 days for mm-hmm. money electronically to get somewhere?
Right.
And the interesting thing, Jim, is that when you talk to the bank, for some companies, the banks are still having to manually write a check for you.
Wow.
That's what's pretty
amazing. I didn't know that.
They do it. I mean, we have the convenience, and we can use our online bill pay. We can pay our Aunt Tilly if we've got a bill or something, write her a check. And you just type in the address where you want it to go. And I was curious, and sure enough, in some of those cases, they will actually cut the
Golly.
Check themselves.
Wow.
And then as far as some businesses...
That's backward.
It is backward, because even some of the credit cards are accepting money. They don't accept the electronic money. They're expecting it yet by check.
Yeah. Stand by, Judy. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about how all this affects your ability to budget, because it does. It adds some complication, but it also can be a benefit for you. And we're going to do that right after these messages. 10 Till, we'll be right back with Judy Lawrence.
It's a beautiful morning.
We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Judy Lawrence, the author of The Budget Kit, now in fourth edition, available wherever books are sold. Judy, give us your website, please.
My website is www.moneytracker.com.
What do we find when we get there?
You'll find a whole list of resources, you know, a lot of websites. You'll find suggested books. You'll find information on how to get my budget kit and my money tracker and some other books that I've written and a couple tips on managing your money. So, and I'm going to be starting up a newsletter and telecourses as far as budgeting. So it'll be teleseminars and telecoaching.
So folks, check it out, moneytracker.com, and keep up with Judy. She's going to have she's working on some new resources that I think you'll benefit from. Judy, one of the things in the old way of doing business, if you're a traditional business, you'd have an account with a company, and you'd do business with them, and every month they'd send your accountant the bill. The one person basically, I'm trying to simplify this, one person gets the bill in, writes the check, sends it out. Or maybe if you're not, don't have an account with that company, you're on COD or something like that, you know, you need it, and you cut a check and you send it with the employee to go get the stuff. And so everything was kind of centralized. It's out of, basically one person was the gatekeeper for the money. In a cashless society, it becomes much more decentralized, and it's harder to keep up with everything, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And so that's the creative part. Like, how do you find a way to centralize all this? And electronically, there are more and more programs that are coming together to help do that. I think they see that need. And it depends on what software program you're using now to run your business, to run the financials, and keep that all that information more automated and coordinated in one place.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, for example, some cards are debit cards. Some bank cards are debit cards. And you can give it to your employee. Let's say you've got truck drivers out there and they're going across the area and they've got to stop and get gas. And they've got a debit card to put the gas on. Well, it's important that they bring back those receipts, but maybe they don't always do that. And that's the same thing as your accountant letting somebody write a check and not telling you about it.
But one way is if you have the debit card, at least they can go online right away and see where that money is being spent
right.
So that every day it can be balanced. So if you've got a couple different cards going on out there, and personal families are doing this as well, you know, whether it's a business or families. I've got friends who they've got their children in college. So you've got two kids in college, you've got a husband, and everybody's using it, but they just go online, can see where all the money's been going, and get it balanced instantly.
But the problem, though, Judy, is that a lot of small businesses don't have any extra money to be floating around, and they got to be careful who is using these cards.
Oh, yes.
Because, because in the old way, the traditional way, the boss gets to decide what money is, what's being bought and what isn't being bought. And the cashless society element is it really decentralizes things, and it takes a lot more command and control, doesn't it?
It does, and in that way, it's becoming much more challenging. You know, how do you stay on top of it as a small business and manage that money much more effectively?
Right, absolutely. What are some other things that we need to know about the cashless society in our budget, Judy?
Well, coordinating it with our personal budget too is an important thing, because a lot of times people are using their business software or their personal software, but if it's not changing their financial status, if they're finding that they're still feeling like they have debt out there and they're frustrated and they don't have a total clear picture, sometimes I actually encourage people to go back to the manual approach just to get their hands on this process all over again and see what the systems are, then move back into the electronic.
And if they're not doing anything cashless right now, don't you recommend that they take it one little tiny baby step at a time?
That is actually what the Budget Kit 4th edition is all about. I added this new cashless society section, and I call it the cliff notes, that I'm gently nudging people into this 21st century, you know, realizing it's a very frustrating and intimidating process for a lot of people. And so I say, I want to just take you through, kind of introduce you to some of the language, introduce you a little bit to getting started with all of these online banking and online bill pay and what you need for your purchasing your software. So it's a way to gently move you to that next level, because whether we want it or not, I mean, I said the future of the cashless society that's been heralded for so many years is here, not going away, and so we all need to get up to speed.
Well said, Judy. Give us your website one more time.
MoneyTracker.com, and I also have a 1-800-283-4380. Again, it's 1-800-283-4380, or it's budget zero.
Thank you, Judy. See you next time. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. I enjoyed it.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.